Okay, welcome back, students, and those of you who've heard this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. First-time listeners, I'm particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to another new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students' and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. I'm glad you could join me for episode 034, recorded on March 14th, 2011. So how was your week? I'm in northern New Jersey, and some parts of this area are underwater or were underwater from nearly unprecedented rain last Thursday. Our immediate surroundings received over 5 inches of rain, which was even further complicated by snowmelt. We didn't lose our power or have flooding right on the property where our apartment is, but the stream behind the building was very high, but no flooding right here, which we're very, very grateful. Today's segments are going to be brief. I have an appointment I have to run out to, so I'm not going to belabor anything. But in today's podcast, I'm going to discuss that 8 students made it into the spotlight. The question of the week is about Travis picking. In the news, Epiphone is offering a great reduced price on some of their entry-level guitars that aren't throwaways, which, as you know, I'm really not in favor of buying an instrument you're going to just trash or junk. And the Take Note segment deals with the thumb when finger picking. So, since I'm in a hurry, let's get right into the show. Up first, as usual, is the student spotlight. In the warm glow of the student spotlight this week, there are 8 students. It's been a while since there have been 8. They are Arno, Arthur, Brittany, Elliot, Julia, Melissa, Olivia, and Talia. Well, I'm glad the roster is longer. It was a little slim pickings there for a while. Some of your guitars are still rattling. You're playing a lot and doing beautifully, but be vigilant about how your guitar sounds. Replenish the moisture in your humidifiers as soon as they dry out. I know last week was an exception. With the torrential rain, everyone's guitars were well humidified and everyone was tuning down every time they touched their axes. Well, I should say they should have been tuning down every time they touched their axes. Hey, guitarists, don't compromise your tuning when the weather is causing your strings to tighten. Keep retuning so what you play sounds right and so you keep hearing the pure pitches and tones that you're supposed to be hearing. We're trying to develop your ear, not just your fingers. So you guys did great. Keep up the good work. But make sure your guitars are in tune all the time, every time you pick them up. And sometimes in between playing sessions. In other words, you know, you get finished playing one thing, especially if you did some bends and whatever. Retune your guitar. It's not going to kill you, and it's not going to take that much time. Let's move on to the question of the week. This week's question is from one of my students who watches way too much of YouTube. His question was, what's Travis picking? I don't watch YouTube very much, and when I do, it's never about playing the guitar. So he put the YouTube video up, and what is being referred to as Travis picking is really a very basic finger picking pattern for an arpeggio. It's nothing really special. I'll put a sample of the notation up in the show notes this week. The truth is, this picking pattern seems to have been created or made famous by Merle Travis. But it's not that natural feeling for anyone with at least a bit of finger-picking acumen. In the little notation snippet I have in the show notes, The suggested, quote, Travis picking calls for alternate bass notes to be played with the thumb and the treble notes to be played with alternating index and middle fingers. Now, in theory, that's sort of a correct idea for finger picking, but someone who's a finger style player would be very much more inclined to play the first bass note in the snippet of notation I put up with the thumb, but the second bass note, which in this case is an open G, would more likely be struck with the index finger by an experienced finger style player than with the thumb. The thumb doesn't usually transgress into the treble strings. For the most part, it stays on the lower three strings of the guitar. For the most part, it's not a hard and fast rule. But my inclination would not be to put my thumb on the G string for this particular arpeggio anyway. The domino effect from changing the index finger to the open G would then be that the treble notes would be played with alternating middle and ring fingers. Now, that's how I'd play it rather than the actual suggested quote-unquote Travis picking style. It was a good question. Listen, guitarists, just because it's on YouTube doesn't mean it's the best or correct info. Don't turn off your brain just because there's a video of someone doing a particular technique a particular way. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about picking later in this episode, finger picking in particular. Let's move along to this week's news. In the news this week, I'm going to spotlight our friends at Epiphone. It's a great company, and in keeping with this tight economy that we're all in, and most people are tightening their budgets up, Epiphone's done a great thing, and they're offering significantly reduced prices on a raft of what I'd call entry-level guitars. They might be a bump up for some of you who started with kind of really borderline starter guitars, but it's a varied selection, and the price breaks are really good. So I'm just going to run down which particular models that they're offering these reduced prices on. And, you know, you check with your local Epiphone dealer or whoever you deal with online who's reputable. You know me, I always recommend Elderly, but, you know, there are plenty of reputable online guitar dealers. But the guitars that Epiphone is offering at this newer reduced prices are the Hummingbird, the PR5E, the Wildcat, the Warn Firebird Studio, the Les Paul 100, the Les Paul Standard, which is really, really pretty good, the Viola Bass, in case any of you bassists out there are looking for a lower price on a nice entry-level bass, and the Allen Woody Rumble Cat. This gives you a broad array. You know, you have an acoustic, you have some nice electrics, you got the great venerable Les Paul. You got a bass here, and none of these guitars, the suggested new lower retail, on none of them is the price over $400, so you know, this is a great opportunity if you need to upgrade an instrument. You can visit the Epiphone website. I'm going to have a link to each one of these instruments in the show notes if you want to read the specs and take a look. But this might be the time when, you know, your budget's tight, but you can still upgrade to a nice, better guitar than perhaps what you have. Or if you're looking for a guitar for a young person, one of these might be it. But let me caution you, if you're thinking about a Hummingbird, definitely, if it's for a student or a woman, for sure, take them with you if you're buying it as a gift, because this guitar is not going to fit everybody. Even though the price is great and it's a pretty guitar, or I should say an attractive guitar, this is not a guitar that just everyone is going to be able to hold on to and play comfortably and play well. So if you're in the market for a Hummingbird, definitely play it. And if it's for you and you're a smaller man or a woman, petite woman especially, don't buy it online. Try to find a dealer or someone who's got one before you invest your money, you know, rather than having to receive it and ship it back. Just make sure it fits you because it's a jumbo size guitar body. Okay, that wraps it up for the news. Let's move along to the take note topic. This week is along the line of the question of the week. I try to do that when I can, and this is a great opportunity. I have a couple of flat picking students who cross over and finger pick from time to time. Because finger picking in a classical style is not their primary style of playing, they all seem to encounter the same hurdle, the angle of their thumb. I have rarely come across a student who has had a natural inclination to pick with their thumb in the correct position, which is not perpendicular to the strings, which is what people kind of naturally want to do, but should be more like a 20 to 25 degree angle to the strings. The strings should be struck with the side of the thumb for the length of most of that end joint, or, you know, the part of the thumb that has the nail in it. If the fingernail is employed intentionally, both the nail and the fleshy part of the thumb should strike the string. It's not just use the tip of your thumb so the nail can hit the string sort of angle in perpendicular fashion, but very much sideways. You're not exactly horizontal to the strings. You can't get that low, but really it's just about a 20-25% angle. Last week I had a student who was trying to strike the strings with that thumb in a very nearly perpendicular angle, and she almost couldn't use her remaining fingers because her hand had shifted all the way with the top of her hand facing the guitar neck instead of being somewhat in the same plane as what the strings of the guitar are. So if you're a pick player and occasionally cross over to playing with your thumb, practicing a correct thumb technique will allow you to play so much better and more naturally. That will also enable you to play with not just your index and middle fingers, but you can also employ your ring finger, which a lot of occasional finger players are either unwilling or unable to do. It'll set you apart, and your finger picking will be beyond your infrequent employment of it. In other words, it'll be much, much higher quality picking that you do. Thanks very much for your attention, and that wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 034. Let's move along to the outro. Keep humidifying. If you're in a too humid environment, though, keep retuning your guitar. Remember, when you play, you're not just playing locations on a fretboard, you're playing pitches. And in fact, you aren't playing the correct notes if your guitar has absorbed so much moisture that everything is a half step higher. So tune every time you touch your guitar. It's good for your ears and your brain. Congratulations, Arno, Arthur, Brittany, Elliot, Julia, Melissa, Olivia, and Talia. You did great work this week. Grab an entry-level Epiphone if your budget allows. Their prices have been cut. YouTube is a great thing, but it isn't the be-all, end-all for guitar technique. Use your brain when observing. And notice I'm not using the word quote-unquote learning here from its videos, and work on your thumb technique. The angle at which you want to strike the strings is about a 20 to 25% one, not perpendicular. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com. GuitarTechnique@gmail.com. And you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please take note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, or you can join the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com Facebook page. Links to both are on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage and podcast page. You'll also find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, as well as to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.